The CIA, under orders of the Truman administration, issued a report on how a UN arms embargo would affect the outcome of the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. The CIA collaborated with intelligence units of the US Army, Navy, Air Force, and the State Department to learn of the decade-long investments by Israel in munitions factories, bomb-making plants, terror attacks, and smuggling of foreign fighters to seize Palestine by force. The first picture of the article captioned CIA report ORE 4848. UN arms embargo on Israel would likely lead moderates to seek peaceful coexistence with Arab states. This is referring to a hypothetical scenario where Israel is exclusively targeted by UN embargo. Moving to the first heading of the article, illegal European fighters and arms. Quote, "The Jews have managed in various ways to surreptitiously to acquire large amounts of arms and equipment from British Army stocks in Palestine. The efforts of Zionist agents abroad have resulted in the stockpiling of quantities of small arms, automatic weapons, and ammunition in various Eastern European countries for eventual shipment to Palestine. Most of these stocks come from Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, and possibly from Poland and the USSR. The second picture of the article, captioned CIA notes that Israeli terror groups Irgun and Lehi rejected the Provisional Government of Israel and reaffirmed their claim to all of Palestine and Transjordan. Irgun relied on the European Bitar terror group to send weapons into Palestine." Unquote. While the Zionists were able to leverage their European contacts, the Bitar in Eastern Europe, the Bergson Group in the USA, to smuggle weapons and money into Palestine, the CIA notes that Arab states were not financially capable of affording the same stocks. Quote, "The dollar shortage of Arab states, however, would limit the quantities thus procured to a very small percentage of what the Jewish forces could obtain," end quote, the CIA report learns. Another quote, "An active, well-financed Zionist organization throughout Europe and the US would be able to run armed ships and, as formerly, it arranged ships of illegal immigrants. Principal sources for small arms, automatic and semi-automatic weapons, ammunition, explosives, mortars, and light artillery would continue to be Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia, with delivery accomplished by transshipment through Albania, Bulgaria, and Italy." The third picture of the article, captioned "CIA confirms that Zionist organizations consistently and safely use the US mainland for illegal human trafficking into Palestine and to raise funding for terror attacks against Britain." The CIA was also aware that resolute Western support via the UN Security Council for Israel would stew long-term conflict in the Middle East. The CIA report continues, quote, "Moreover, the Arab masses would probably turn against their own governments, holding them responsible for the defeat. The violence and unrest accompanying these political upheavals would create the chaotic conditions most favorable to Soviet exploitation," end quote. The third picture of the article, captioned "Zionist militias in the aftermath of the Deir Yassin village massacre." Israeli terror groups Irgun, Lehi, and Haganah lobbed grenades into homes of Arab families, looted homes, burnt corpses, and paraded civilian villagers across the streets of Al-Quds, Jerusalem, before executing them point blank. A common Hezbollah lie is that Israel was outnumbered by the six hostile Arab states surrounding it. Even though the Arabs were the demographic majority, the masses were not even close to as militarized when compared to Israel, which had been importing foreign fighters from Europe. The fourth picture of the article, captioned, "The six hostile Arab states fielded 25,000 soldiers against Israel's 90,000. As per the CIA, this figure does not include terror groups like Irgun and Lehi, who contributed 10,000 or more terrorists against the outgunned and outfinanced Arabs. In 1938, the British High Commission rejected proposals for creating an armament industry in Palestine. The British had gone as far as to issue bans on any sort of munition productions in the country, but this did little to dissuade Zionist terror groups from setting up illegal factories and bomb-making units. Here, the CIA notes, quote, "There is evidence that even before the proclamation of the independent state of Israel, A considerable capacity for the illegal manufacture of weapons and ammunition had been developed within the present boundaries of the new Jewish state. Material so manufactured has been uncovered by numerous British police and military raids on various installations. End of quote. Start of quote. It is alleged that in northeast Palestine, 19% of the Jewish men are armed. According to one source, 25 settlements in the Tiberias Safat region with a total population of 8,415 Jews had a total of 2,699 rifles and 372 automatic weapons. The next picture of the article, captioned, "The British MI5 relentlessly pursued Hillel Cook, a Russian-born Zionist in the US, for his role in illegal weapons and human smuggling into Palestine." As corroborated by declassified MI5 reports, Zionists were using Prague as a center of illegal arms into Palestine. The CIA here likewise confirms that an American firm, Service Airways, used a Panamanian subsidiary to support illegal arms smuggling into Palestine. A start of quote. These aircraft are reported to be carrying small planes, aircraft parts and arms to the Jewish forces in Palestine. Several C-46 bearing the Panamanian flag have recently been observed at the Zatek airport, a center for a clandestine arms operation near Prague. End of quote. The next heading of this article, titled "Arabs Were Weak, Exploited." Israel was backed by global Zionist organizations that funneled endless fighters, arms and money into Palestine. The Arabs, as noted by the CIA, were disadvantaged due to their colonized and exploited history. And start of quote, "The Arab states in general lack even the limited industrial base which lends strength to the forces of Israel. This can hardly be attributed to lack of new material, raw materials, since all are similarly deficient in this respect. Perhaps a more important factor is their position as small countries, which have been up until recently, or still are, dominated by major powers whose policy was to supply them with their requirements for weapons and ammunition rather than to see their own small industries built up." The next picture of this article, captioned, "A wanted poster issued by the British Mandate Police, Team Police for Zionist Terrorists." The list features Menachem Begin, the leader of the Irgun terror group and the 6th Prime Minister of Israel, and Yitzhak Shamir, the leader of the Lehi terror group and the 7th Prime Minister of Israel. The creation of Israel is a tale of mass terrorism, human smuggling, arms trafficking, and unwavering support of the United States. Back in the 1940s, Americans dared to call out Israel and Zionists for the terror attacks, as observed in multiple CIA reports. Now, they look the other way from an Israel-led genocide. What happened, America? Please follow me on Twitter and Blue Sky to stay updated with my latest reports.